are just rumors. What have Hophni and Phinehas done other than take too much meat from the sacrifices? That is wrong, of course, but I don't think they're dangerous. Lital tucked her headscarf closer to her neck. I look forward to serving the Lord in that place. My father served there. Her gaze held a faraway look. I think he would be proud. Hannah patted Lital's arm. If he could see you now, I know he would be proud of you. Meira said the same, and the subject changed as the group drew closer to Shiloh's gates. Do you really think Elkanah likes me? Hannah asked, unable to keep her curiosity in check. Meira nodded, grinning again. I think Elkanah is besotted with you. Just wait and see. Hannah glanced ahead to where Elkanah and his brothers walked among the throng of men. Could he really care for her? Her heart tripped again as she recalled the way he had looked at her at the last feast when she danced with the virgins. She had been ready for marriage then, and Elkanah was 12 years her senior. Why did he wait so long to act? As they entered Shiloh's gates, she pushed the thoughts aside. She was here to sing, to worship before Adonai, a longing fulfilled at last. She would think about a husband later, though she knew that in her attempts to banish that thought, she was only fooling herself. The tabernacle of Shiloh came into view, and Hannah left her friends to join her father and brothers, as Meira did hers. Lital remained at Hannah's side. Are you sure you want to remain here at week's end? Hannah looked into the round, tanned face of the girl who had been forced to work too hard since her father's passing, the only child of her mother. How will your mother get along without you?
Ima is strong, Hannah. She urged me to come to earn enough money to help keep us from becoming gleaners in our neighbor's fields. She can manage the house and garden alone.
Lital glanced about, her expression curious. Though Lital had come here often with her father, Hannah suspected that without him, things seemed new, different. Hannah followed her gaze as they entered the area where the Levites stayed, awed by the lavish houses of the priests. They had passed the large brown tented tabernacle held upright with poles and the fabric fence surrounding it, the bronze altar with four bronze horns, and the bronze bowl filled with water stood before it. More utensils and carts surrounded the area where the priests would slaughter each animal and catch the blood in a bowl. Hannah closed her eyes, imagining the part she hated most. Sacrifice. Sacrifice of the perfect lamb brought the reminder of what God required. Would she ever live up to the law's demands? Sometimes they seemed so impossible, yet at other times she sensed that God was as real to her as her breath. She spoke to him, even in childhood, and always felt a kind of kinship with the unknowable one, like he saw her and he cared. A sense of contentment filled her. She glanced at her father, Chaim, who walked slowly ahead of them toward the rooms they would occupy. He turned to face her. You will room with Lital and Meira between our room and Jeroham's. Take care not to go out at night alone. His brows furrowed. Not that you need fear, but one can never tell when a wild beast will get past the gates.
I'll be careful, Abba.
Her father nodded once and motioned the girls toward their room. In the distance, the sound of singing wafted to them, and the scent of the evening sacrifice floated on the breeze. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord, let the name of the Lord be praised. Both